Hey there, welcome to day 18 of Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. Yours truly, Gary Zimak, here with you for the next. All right, get this. When I was in college, it would always be exciting when we would get to class and either the professor would have to cancel or say, I've got to shorten the class because I've got something to do. So I was about to say, I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes. There's been a change. You're off the hook today because the program for today, tomorrow, and of course Saturday will be 15 minutes long. I'm cutting it short, and I apologize for doing this, but we're going to do the full Total Consecration material today, tomorrow, and then Saturday we'll do our 15-minute show, as well as Sunday we'll do the 15-minute show. The reason I have to cut it short is I'm in the midst of doing a radiothon at Holy Spirit Radio, and I have to go out of town. I'm leading a retreat. I just got back in from Des Moines, Iowa yesterday, and today or tomorrow or tonight, I'm losing track. I've got to go do a retreat. So I'm going to be leaving town again. I want to make sure that you get the programs in. So I'm recording them all before I go, but I have to do Thursday and Friday. Today is Thursday, tomorrow Friday, as 15-minute shows in order to fit them all in. So thank you in advance for understanding. We're going to keep going with this total consecration. You're going to get what you need. Next Monday, we'll resume the 30-minute programs so you can get your daily scripture readings. But I encourage you to read the daily mass readings by going to usccb.org. You can go right there and you can look at the daily mass readings. I strongly encourage it. You know, sometimes with my travel schedule, this is what I have to do. So anyway, we got 15 minutes. Let's get down to business. Today we'll talk about humbling ourselves before the Lord. I'm going to give you more information about that after the prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us every day, for loving us. We thank you for this great devotion of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We ask you to help us as we prepare to consecrate our lives to your Son Jesus through the Blessed Mother on October the 7th. Father, send your Holy Spirit to come alive in us. And I ask you in a special way to let your Holy Spirit speak through me on the program today so that your words can come forth from my mouth. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you ready to get started? Let me take a sip. I remembered my beverage du jour. Got a nice hot cup of black coffee today to keep me going for this program. Hope you've got a snack and a beverage, because we've got a lot to cover in a short period of time. Quick reminder, followingthetruth.com. That's my website. If you want to find out more about my work, check out my books. Bring me in to speak. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you want to make a donation to keep me going. And by the way, thank you for the donations that you've been sending in. I'm very grateful. You can go to followingthetruth.com and click on support to help fund my work so I can continue going forward. And also check out the new podcast that I have for Warriors. I'm getting new subscribers every day. Praise the Lord for that. I'm so excited about this. Podcastforwarriors.com. You can sign up for a daily 5-minute podcast where I take a scripture verse and talk directly to my fellow warriors and show how the Lord can help bring you peace by his word in sacred scripture. Podcastforwarriors.com. This is relatively new. I've been doing this for less than 2 months, and I am very excited about the response. I'm very excited about the product as well, because this is something I wanted to do for a long time. So check that out. Okay, where are we? We are in the second period of this 33-day devotion. First 12 days is spent to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. We've done that to the best of our ability. The next 7 days is devoted to taking a look at ourselves, looking inside of ourselves, and realizing that we're probably bigger sinners than we thought we were. And this is all preparatory so we can move forward with this. Now this is where it gets confusing. We are currently in day 6 of the second 7-day period. So we have a 12-day period. We're done that. We have a seven-day, we are just about finished the first seven-day period. We'll do that tomorrow, and then we move on to a week spent looking at the life of the Blessed Mother, getting to know her, and then a week spent looking at Jesus. And then guess what? Then it's time to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. I told you, this is unbelievable. Every year, I've done this for 7 years, how fast it goes once you get started. So today we're going to continue using the book Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary. And get that, to Jesus Christ through Mary. That's what this is. This is not worshiping the Blessed Mother. This is not idolizing the Blessed Mother. This is honoring Mary and going to her so that she can bring us to Jesus. And this book is by Father Hugh Gillespie. He's a Montfortian priest, an order of priests founded by St. Louis de Montfort. He's got some meditations for us today. You're going to get some scripture. Father Gillespie uses scripture in each of his meditations. Today, I must humble myself before the Lord. Doesn't that sound like fun? The first reading that we look at is from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Oh boy, you can feel it coming, right? We're going to go to a meditation from St. Louis de Montfort, but obviously you see what's going on here. I go to Mass. I listen to the Gary Zimek Show every day on Blog Talk Radio. I read the Bible every day. I am much better than my friend Johnny Catholic, who doesn't even go to Mass all the time, who doesn't really pray outside of Mass, even if he does go. You know what I mean? It's a real danger. It's a real danger not only for you, but for me. We've got to watch this, because oftentimes we are so busy criticizing others in an effort to build ourselves up when we're overlooking things that we need to address. You know what I told you before? On Judgment Day, you're not going to be able to get up before Jesus Christ and say, you know what, Lord, I'm bad, but my friend Ronnie, boy, he is really, take a look at him. No, it's not going to work that way. It's going to be me standing before the Lord. That's it. You're not going to be able to point to anybody else. It's going to be you and the way you lived your life. And guess what? By that point, it's too late to go back and change things. Why do I tell you this? To motivate you. To make you realize that you've got a Heavenly Mother that is standing by, and with your permission, she will take you and transform you into a saint, so that when you are about to be judged, she's going to be right beside you saying, son, take care of my son here. All right? So this is important. Let's hear what St. Louis de Montfort says. And this is from one of his writings, The Secret of Mary, I believe it's called. In going to Jesus through Mary, we are really paying honor to our Lord, for we are showing that because of our sins, we are unworthy to approach His infinite holiness directly on our own. We are showing that we need Mary, His Holy Mother, to be our advocate and mediatrix with Him, who is our mediator. We are going to Jesus as mediator and brother, and at the same time humbling ourselves before Him who is our God and our judge. In short, we are practicing humility, something which always gladdens the heart of God. Now, see what we're doing here? When we're appearing, when we're going to the Blessed Mother and offering our lives to her, asking for her help, we are saying, I don't trust myself that I'm going to do the right things and cooperate with the grace that Jesus gives me to get to heaven. I need a little extra help. And that's what Mary can do for us. Let's hear the question posed by Father Gillespie. Why is a genuine humility such an important virtue for the spiritual life? That's something to think about. Why is genuine humility important for the spiritual life? And just so you know, humility isn't looking down on yourself, thinking less of yourself. Humility is seeing yourself as God sees you. You see, the problem is, too many times, we overinflate our goodness. I think I'm really good. I've got it going on. Boy, I'm such a good person. I wish those other people would be as good as me. And yet, we don't see our blemishes and our warts. We all have them. All right, Father Gillespie has a resolution. As you pray today, allow your recognition of your sinfulness and your weakness to lead you to seek out the intercession of Mary. Make it a point to approach the Lord in her company. As you pray today, allow your recognition of your sinfulness and your weakness to lead you to seek out the intercession of Mary. Make it a point to approach the Lord in her company. So what he's saying is that when you pray, ask the Blessed Mother today. See how this feels. Start trying this on for size. Just say, come on, Mom, come with me. I'm going to talk to Jesus now. And just know that she's with you. Just start thinking about that. Thinking about that. And pray for the grace to be able to see yourself as you truly are. Do you ever look down on other people? Do you see people as God sees them? Do you give them the benefit of the doubt? Or do you think, I know what this guy's up to. He claims to be so holy, but I know why he's doing that. We do that too much, don't we? We look at people and we assume the worst. How about trying to assume the best? It's hard. This is challenging, but that's why we're spending this week. And it's almost over. We've got one more day of this process, this week devoted to looking at ourselves. And then we move on. We move on to look at the life of the Blessed Mother. Okay, now that's it. Remember, I'm going to cut the show short for today and tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, you will have your regular weekend shows. Saturday may be a little late. As of now, it might be getting recorded a little bit later than I'd like, but I'm going to have to see about that. I will have a show for Saturday at some time, okay? So just be patient about that. But today and tomorrow, 15 minutes, you get a little bit of a break. But I want you to make sure you pray today and picture the Blessed Mother. Ask her to go with you when you talk to Jesus. If you have questions, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. You can contact me through the website. You can also email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please remember, I'm in need of your donations to keep going forward. You are really sustaining my work. Please, I would ask you to be as generous as possible. Don't assume somebody else will do it, because I guarantee you that other person won't do it. You know, if you've been with me for any period of time, you know I hate talking about money, but the fact of the matter is that I need your financial support to go forward with this ministry so I can continue to do my best to bring souls to Jesus Christ. In order to help me out, you just need to go to followingthetruth.com and click on support, and that'll allow you to become a monthly sponsor. And I really do need some additional monthly sponsors. If you're able to do that, it won't cost you very much, and you're able to cancel at any time. You can do 1 month and say, I don't want to do this, and cancel. You can support me monthly. You can make a one-time donation. You could subscribe to my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast. You can also buy some Mystic Monk coffee. These are different ways that you can help me out financially if you are able to. And I thank you for what you have done. And if you haven't contributed, and you can, I mean, I'm not asking you to use your rent money for this. If you can, I would greatly appreciate it. I will keep you in my prayers. Please continue to pray for me. I'm going to run now until we meet again. This is Gary Zimek reminding you that the Lord's with you wherever you go. Make sure you say hi. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.